Welcome to week one of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Craig Gartland, Black Hawk's pastor of spiritual formation, will focus on the practice of fasting.
Zechariah 7, verse 5b. Was it really for me that you fasted? When I was in high school, I wrestled all 4 years. In wrestling, there are weight classes, so part of what came with that sport was fasting to make weight. It was one of the parts I disliked most about the sport, to be sure. However, the ends justified the means, especially if it resulted in a victory for me. So my first experience with fasting came in that context. It was very much tied to results, what I got out of it. As a Christ follower, I have, over the years, tried fasting as a spiritual discipline. Sometimes at the prompting of others, such as for world hunger awareness, or during Lent to fast from something that might be a challenge for me to give up. Truth be told, if I could see the benefits in my own life, then it seemed worth it. And too often, if I did well at it, I felt a bit proud of myself and my own discipline. In this passage, Zechariah asks the Lord if he should continue to fast, and the Lord's response is not yes or no, but rather a question about motives. Was it really for me that you fasted? Implied here is, or was it really for yourself? It's made clear in this book, and really the rest of Scripture, that God is opposed to fasting, or any other spiritual discipline, done for the glory of oneself or as an end in itself. This passage goes on to state that rather than fasting for oneself, what God desires is fasting that leads to lives full of compassion, justice, and mercy towards others. A breakthrough happened for me a few years ago around fasting. It was seeing how a friend responded to another friend's need. The friend in need was going through a very hard time and struggling with lots of doubts regarding God's goodness and presence in their life. The other friend responded with fasting and praying for the friend in need. His response was so natural, so full of compassion, so not about himself and what he could get out of it. It modeled something that has stuck with me. Am I drawn to engage in spiritual disciplines for what I get out of them? Or because God is inviting me into these disciplines to see Him more clearly. For me, fasting during Lent has become a powerful invitation from God that exposes how easily and quickly I satisfy my own needs and wants. It better fixes my gaze on the depth of His actions on the cross through Christ to address the sin in my life and the brokenness in the world. Oh, I still don't like fasting. But unlike the wrestler who used to cut weight to hopefully gain a victory, I find myself being invited by God to fast, so as to more deeply savor His victory through Christ and more align myself with His purposes. So now we'll take a couple of minutes to reflect on several questions about fasting. I'll share each question, and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. First, what is your experience with fasting? Is it something that you do because of the benefit you get from it, or because it's something that God is inviting you into for His glory? Second, what are a couple practices or activities you could do this week to engage with the discipline of fasting?
Thanks for joining us for week one of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. Listen in next week as Larissa Anderson, Black Hawk's Director of Communications, reflects on practicing a life of obedience.